From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the High Court, is dead of natural causes at the age of 79. President Obama said he had a brilliant legal mind and that he influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students. Mr. Obama went on to say he would be fulfilling his constitutional responsibility and will nominate a replacement for Justice Scalia.
And there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor for Justice Scalia in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. United Nations says Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 wounded in 2015. That was an increase of 4% over 2014. Numbers of deaths are the highest recorded since documentation of civilian casualties began in 2009. The report also documented a 37% increase in female casualties, 14% increase in children killed. Voters in the Central African Republic are choosing a new president today as two former prime ministers in the runoff pledged to bring peace and security to the country, which has seen more than 2 years of conflict. The first round of voting was held December 30th. Second round has been delayed. This is VOA News. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar has said he will return to the country's capital, Juba, once his troops are in place to provide security. Marta Vanderwolf reporting from Addis Ababa, where Machar held a news conference a day after South Sudan's president reappointed him as vice president.
South Sudan's warring parties signed a peace deal in August that called for a transitional government of national unity and a division of power between the government and the opposition. Implementation stalled and looked impossible after President Salva Kiir changed the political landscape by establishing 28 states, although the peace agreement is based on an understanding of 10 states. Machar said the issue of the number of states will be dealt with swiftly. Machar was previously vice president of South Sudan from independence in 2011 until July 2013, when President Kiir fired him and the rest of the cabinet. The political rift erupted into violence that December and has never entirely stopped despite multiple ceasefires. The conflict has displaced more than 2 million in an already poor and underdeveloped country. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of victims of the recent earthquake. They were pulled from a flattened 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan. Most of the 116 victims died in the collapsed building. Colombia's National Health Institute says the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia with the Zika virus has reached more than 31,500, among them more than 5,000 women who are pregnant. There is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes microcephaly, a medical condition in which newborns' heads are smaller than normal because the brain has not developed properly or has stopped growing. Dr. Thomas Frieden is head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control.
This is the latest in a series of unpredicted and unpredictable health threats. What is predictable, as you say exactly, is our need to improve systems to find, stop, and prevent health threats wherever they emerge.
The mosquito-borne Zika is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly in Brazil, with more than 4,300 cases of birth defects there. Turning to U.S. politics, six U.S. Republican presidential candidates were part of another televised debate Saturday night. The debate took place in the state of South Carolina, which will hold a presidential primary on February the 20th. Businessman Donald Trump leads in the national polls. He was joined on stage by Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, who are the next highest in the polls. Also taking part were former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and neurosurgeon Ben Carson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.